Disney's expected Great Play to become a direct-to-the-viewer content streaming titan. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We expect word today that the Walt Disney Corporation is buying up big pieces of the Murdoch family's 21st Century Fox. According to published reports, the price tag could be in the $60 billion range if you include debt. Watching this unfold closely is Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, who's been following the statements of Disney's chief Robert Iger of late. Hi, Eric.
Good morning, David.
For folks paying attention, and you've been paying attention, there was a very strong hint that Disney would be interested in a move like this.
Yeah, talks have been going on for a couple of months. The rumors have been going on for a couple of months. So it's no big surprise.
What did the CEO of Disney say to investors recently?
Streaming is where it's at for the entertainment business. Disney's been a laggard. Last month, he was grilled by equity analysts, and he said that streaming direct-to-consumer is now Disney's highest priority. Here's how you win in streaming, because you're fighting Netflix and Apple and Amazon and Google, the real monsters. You win by controlling the content. So one of the rationales for this deal is for Disney to add the Fox content. If Disney can hoard enough content, it probably can beat even the Silicon Valley monsters.
Now, there will be antitrust questions. What kind of merger might this be? Horizontal, just getting bigger, or the vertical kind? Make the shows, distribute the shows, actually exhibit the content?
It's both. It's horizontal because you're going to add Disney, Pixar, Lucasfilms, plus Fox movies and television. So that's horizontal. But it's also vertical. So there are companies that produce content and companies that distribute it. That's the vertical relationship. Disney does both. If this deal goes through, the antitrust problem is that Disney will control more content that it can distribute through its own distribution channels and block out other distributors. It also will control more distribution, and it can use that to distribute its own content and block out other content producers. It could be a win-win for Disney and maybe a lose-lose for competitors.
All right, so not a full merger anticipated here today, but Disney picking and choosing assets from 21st Century Fox, movie studio, cable channels, but not Fox News Channel, the Fox broadcast TV stations, or all the Murdoch-owned newspapers. Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
Republicans in the House and Senate have forged a deal on the tax overhaul. President Trump said last night we'll get full details of the compromise later this week. Marketplace's Andy Euler joins me live here. Andy, if this does get passed into law, when are they going to show us the money or start taking more money from us, which will also happen to many taxpayers?
Well, David, that's still a little bit vague, but the president promised that if they can get it signed into law by Christmas, Americans will begin to see more money in their paychecks by February. Now, the IRS said it's taking initial steps to prepare guidance for withholding for 2018, which could come out as early as January, but exactly where it's going to show up in the paycheck still in question. Now, in a speech at the White House, that same speech, Trump issued a kind of final sales pitch for the passage of the bill that critics argue would benefit rich Americans most. And that top tax bracket will see their individual tax rate drop to 37% from the current 39.6%.
All right, so there's this deal. Do we have at least a better sense of how this will affect us?
There are a few things that we do know. The bill would still reduce the corporate tax rate from 35 to 21%, but unless you own a corporation, that's probably not going to affect you directly. Now, one thing that does affect a lot of Americans is student loans. The agreement will keep deductions for taxes on graduate student tuition waivers, deductions for student loan interest, and medical expenses. Earlier versions had those deductions repealed. But how all of this will affect us personally, it's still too early to say. Earlier this month, the IRS said it won't be updating forms and tables for 2018 until all of this is resolved.
All right, Andy Euler, thank you. Let's check markets. The FTSE in London is down 0.3%, but Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 1 to 0.2% range. As a nonprofit organization, Marketplace is on a mission that drives what we do every day, to increase economic intelligence across the country. We believe it's important work, which we're already doing, and right now would be a great time for you to help. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You help us grow and get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust, and the payoff comes with what you hear every day. Don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you. Today, the Federal Communications Commission is set to roll back what are called network neutrality rules. If the vote goes as expected, internet providers will no longer be bound to treat all content the same and would be free to give souped-up service to preferred business partners. Internet companies, including Comcast, welcome the changing of the rules, but say it would have no immediate effect, but longer term, count on the texture of the internet changing. Here's Molly Wood, host of our program Marketplace Tech.
Long term, especially if more competition comes to pass, you're likely to see internet access evolve to something similar to what's happening in wireless, where, let's say, AT&T Wireless offers streaming of DirecTV that doesn't count against its data cap. That has been considered questionable behavior since AT&T owns DirecTV, but T-Mobile and Sprint offer data-free streaming of Hulu or Spotify services they don't own. Net neutrality rules didn't apply directly to wireless networks in the same way, and so they have experimented more with offering free services to entice customers. The argument, of course, is that this leaves smaller companies out because consumers have to pay to access them.
Marketplace's Molly Wood. And this is interesting. From the biggest private employer in America, Walmart is going to let its employees get their paychecks early if they want to. There will be an app if people want to get paid now, even though on official payday, that check will be light. It's not a loan. It's for hours already worked and is designed to help people, especially workers living close to the bone, to give themselves a free cash advance instead of resorting to expensive payday loans. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.